This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Wow, look at this, another opportunity for us to have discourse on the DJV experience. 7 after the hour on Thursday, the 25th of January, with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer has trending items that will be guaranteed of interest and import to you.
Well, I hope. I hate to offer that guarantee without...
I offer the guarantee.
I never want to have to give a refund, so... All right, El Chapo is trending today, and that's because he made a promise. The promise? I won't kill my jurors. El Chapo says he'll be gentle just like a lamb with jurors in his criminal case, so it's totally unnecessary to sequester the panel. El Chapo's lawyers filed some legal documents objecting to federal prosecutors' motion to keep jurors anonymous and sequester them during his trial, which includes charges of conspiracy and murder, lots of stuff that he has to answer to. Prosecutors clearly fear that El Chapo may order his crew
to
take out some
tried?
Of the jurors. I think he's in New York, isn't he? Hmm.
He was in the country. In New York at Rikers, I think, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know if he actually made it.
But because of his history of violence, you can understand, why judges and maybe even some potential jurors might be a little afraid that El Chapo might put a target on them. So El Chapo's lawyer said that sequestering the jury will create the extremely unfair impression that he is a dangerous person from who the jury must be protected.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
So not only is El Chapo trending, but sandwiches are also trending today. That's because scientists at the University of Manchester have found a surprising global warming culprit. And the culprit for global warming is sandwiches. It's the first study of its kind. Researchers carried out an in-depth audit of various sandwiches throughout their life cycles and found that sandwiches could be responsible for the equivalent annual carbon emissions of 8.6 million cars. And that's really big numbers. Apparently, in 1762, the fourth Earl of Sandwich rocked the culinary world when he couldn't be bothered leaving the gambling table to eat. He ordered servants to just stick some meat between two slices of bread for him. The modern sandwich became one of the most popular food formats in the world.
That's a complete lie, you know.
Well, what do you mean?
The Earl of Sandwich did not create that at all. The Duke of Shrewsbury is the person responsible. You can all look it up. The Duke of Shrewsbury is responsible for what we call a sandwich, and it should be called, in fairness, a Shrewsbury. And
well, I'm going to tell you that the British Sandwich Association disagrees. Nah, the BSA thinks that you're right, Dudley.
It's okay, Jen, because he told me the last time, look it up, Miles Standish was the captain of the Mayflower, which he was not. So these are one of Doug's.
I don't remember telling you to look that up. I don't remember that at all.
Oh, yeah, you did.
You have a convenient memory for things that you claim.
We have it on tape.
Yeah, we got the tape.
Put it on the podcast this week, djvshow.com podcast.
In any case, global warming, they're saying, because of these sandwiches, because of the energy it takes, the energy it takes to make them, to package them, to transport them, and store them is the equivalent of 8.6 million cars on the road. So they're saying that sandwiches, the production of sandwiches, causing huge impacts to global warming.
So that means the bread and then the deli meat and all of everything that goes on to a sandwich
Correct.
Is all contributing together.
Wow. And then the storage of all of that, the refrigeration, the packaging, exactly.
If we all would stop, the problem would be fixed if we just all stop eating. That's it. There'd be no global warming, no climate change. Al Gore, who could stand to go on a diet, and a lot of others who are in need of going, you just stop eating, and everything will be fine. We'll all live happily ever after for about 2 weeks.
The world would probably be better off if we were dead, so
It might be, yes,
But then we'd be dead, so we wouldn't even know.
Maybe that's why you want the last story that's trending today.
Yes, please, Jennifer.
We always have to have a little Taco Bell trending. Yesterday, it was the vigil for the burnt-down Taco Bell. Well, today, a Taco Bell employee is facing arrest after allegedly throwing a hot burrito at his manager because he was upset over having to work the morning shift.
Right. There you go. Not throwing hot burritos at me.
Apparently, the melted cheese got all over her arm and went down the side of her leg and, of course, the side of her body. It made a mess in the entire kitchen. And then I guess the employee stormed out of the fast food restaurant, took off his headset, broke it on his knee, and threw it on the ground, causing it to break into several pieces. So, yeah, he's in big trouble today.
What could be so bad? If you're working at Taco
Bell, work the mornings at
what
Taco
could make
Bell?
You so angry, though? Like, that's crazy.
I want to know what you get for 69 cents at Taco Bell. What in the world do you think
beans
you're putting
in?
Your...
in a burrito.
How do you make money for 69 cents unless you put two beans and one strip of cheese in it? What are you, 69 cents? Come on.
Beans are cheap.
Yeah.
Who's kidding themselves thinking they're getting something out of that? Oof. But remember, it would be much better if it were Taco Shrewsbury. Think about that.
They
for
don't
a moment.
Sell sandwiches at Taco Bell, do they? It's all burritos and tacos and stuff.
Well, isn't that sort of a Mexican sandwich?
That's a torta.
A Mexican Shrewsbury?
Also, I looked up Shrewsbury. There is absolutely nothing about sandwiches associated with him. Where did you get that from?
The Duke
this
of
is
Shrewsbury?
One of Doug's fake facts.
No, it is not a fake fact. Nope, not at all. We'll call up my pal Dick Summer, who tells that story. We'll get him to prove it. Meanwhile, speaking of people, we were speaking of people, were we not? Yes, there. Because we wouldn't be talking about anything if we didn't have people to talk about. Bob Costas has been a subject of our scrutiny, so I nosed around a little bit to find out, because you were talking yesterday, I think, or the day before, about him not being at the Super Bowl, and he's not going to be at the, he's not doing the Olympics either, not doing anything anymore. He's done at NBC. They yanked him, or did they? That was the question we were asking about the comments he made about football destroying people's brains. He says in an email to a writer at Sports Business Daily that, no, the decision, quote, was mutually agreeable, and not only do I not have a problem with it, I'm actually happy about it. He says, quote, I have a long and important relationship with NBC, but I now have ambivalent feelings about football, so at this point, it's better to leave the hosting to those who are more enthusiastic about it. And apparently that's the same way he feels about doing the Olympics as well. He's tired and he doesn't want to do it anymore. So, you believe that?
Kara and I were saying, yeah, I believe that about football for sure, but Kara and I were talking about this off the air, and I don't think he wants to go to South Korea. I think it's a Korean thing. I don't think it's... I don't think he wants to...
I can't blame him.
I don't blame him either.
I wouldn't want to go there.
I wouldn't want to go.
Yeah, not at all. And will that, you think, stifle interest in the broadcast and in the event itself?
I think people who like the Olympics are still going to like the Olympics, but boy, I think you have
still
to think
watch
twice.
It at home. Yeah,
yeah, I think you have to think twice about whether or not it's safe to go.
Yeah, I think yesterday I saw something Kim Jong Il was talking up how wonderful it is that he's getting along so well with the South Koreans, and this is a new heralding a new relationship.
See,
and
this is exactly what I was talking about when I think you brought it up the other day, Doug, where you said, well, isn't it scary? Don't you think he might blow up the Olympics while he's there? I think that he's trying to show up the United States. He's trying to show up Trump saying, look, these are the crazy people. I can get along just fine. Look at me. Here I am at the Olympics. Ah, yeah, he's
is he
that
going
kind of person.
To the Olympics?
I don't know if he's going, but by sending his a team... He's there, essentially.
I think his team is just, they're all spies. I think they're athletes who have been recruited to be spies for him. And I think that's, he can plant bugs, he can, biological warfare, there's a lot of stuff he can do to mess with people, especially the South Koreans. So, I'm not a conspiracy person at all, but that to me just, I just don't buy that. Yeah. I don't buy that it's, does he want to look sane compared to what the perception he has of Trump is? Sure, I buy that part of it, but I still think that there's a part two. This is a two-prong thing with him.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, also, Mark Wahlberg is in the news. He's been accused of using steroids to achieve his stature, his physical stature. Apparently, he was interviewed by who other than TMZ, and he was asked by the interviewer when he got off a plane whether he and Josh Duhamel and Roman Reigns used performance-enhancing drugs supplied to them by Richard Rodriguez, who is known to be a steroid dealer, I guess, in the sports world. He's in jail for selling this kind of stuff. I don't even begin to understand. If you're stupid enough to take this stuff, why is it illegal? You suffer the consequences.
But a lot of actors have been, I don't know if anyone have admitted to it, but a lot of them have been accused of using
you
steroids.
You think The Rock looks the way he looks on because it's natural?
Right, because he eats his Wheaties? I don't think
yeah.
so. But
he would tell you when it is. I don't think The Rock would cop to any of that.
He wouldn't cop to it. But Hugh Jackman is another one for years. He's been accused because if you look at what his physique
changes.
Looks like for mm-hmm. Wolverine and then how he looks normally when he's not in a movie like that, Daniel Craig, too, is James Bond. He's also been accused, which is one of the reasons they said that he didn't want to do Bond anymore because it's so physically demanding to get back into that physique.
Yep. Right. And normally he's a little heavier. If you see pictures of him in his normal look, he's heavier.
I've seen him in person when he's not James Bond, and he's a little doughy.
Yeah, he is. Elon Musk and Amber Heard are back together again. Did you hear that, Jennifer?
I did not hear that, no.
Right. Yeah. And also, Anthony Scaramucci and his wife Deirdre Ball are back together.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, a lot of these people did not take 2018, New Year, New Me, seriously.
Wow. They bought a house together in the Hamptons, planning to spend a lot of time together. Yep.
Wow.
Scaramucci and Deirdre Ball. What was her claim to fame? I'm trying to remember what I knew about
her. She got left by Anthony Scaramucci
when she was pregnant.
Okay, that was it. Yeah, she was pregnant. Got it. Remember. 18 past the hour on the DJV Enterprise.
When it comes to growing my business, I've got a plan. Step one, be smarter about how I spend my money. Step two, go to my local Staples for office supplies. Why? See step one.
Staples has lots of smart ways to save your business money. Right now, get a 10-ring case of Staples brand printer paper for just $24.99, a savings of $33. So stock up and save.
Another smart move? Use a cart, because paper's kind of heavy.
Staples. Shopping smart equals saving big. Valid on SKU 513096. Ends 1/27/18. Insta only.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor. The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Progressive Insurance offering Snapshot, which is a device that adjusts insurance rates based on safe driving habits. That's pretty progressive. Learn more at progressive.com, or you can call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. They compare car insurance rates from a lot of different insurers so that you as a shopper can evaluate options in just one place. Comparisons available at progressive.com, 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, offering their Home Quote Explorer as well for shoppers who can want to evaluate options for home insurance as well as auto insurance. So that's pretty interesting, huh? 800-PROGRESSIVE. This is the Progressive DJV program. In the next half hour, we're going to the PGA. Everybody ready for that? Swing four. You know what four means?
No, but I know.
Five.
Golfers.
Four,
no,
five.
I don't know why golfers supposedly say four. I don't think any of them really do.
All right, we'll find out. Or will we? We'll find out if we're going to find out. 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
23 after the hour now in the DJV show with Victoria and Kara and Doug, and a focus on the writers of television programs. The focus here is on women and minorities. They're trying, as you know, well, they, I know, when I say they, I'm not often sure, and I usually criticize people for saying, who's they? Now, these are people who are running studios. They're trying to figure out how to get to pay parity because it's being demanded, not because they want to. For example, recent meetings between actresses under the auspices of Time's Up have unearthed details about the vastly different paychecks. Michelle Williams got $625,000 for doing that movie. What is it? What was the movie
All
called?
The Money
All
in the World.
The Money in the World. Yeah. And Wahlberg got $5 million. At the
and
same
you said
time.
They're in almost in the same amount of scenes.
Yeah, they're. I would say they were equally. Anthony
terrible.
Anderson, let's see, Tracy Ellis Ross disclosed to her friends or actresses that she gets less money than Anthony Anderson does on Blackish. Why aren't these people straightening this out? Why do they want to continue to have mud in their eye, knowing that this stuff is all going to be public information? Now, these people are going to not settle for the old way of doing business, so fix it already. You're just giving yourself more cause to be scrutinized and to be discussed by people who are disgusted with what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's
well,
really
the
what's
TV,
going on.
Essentially,
pay hierarchy?
Yeah, well, essentially what's happening here, the TV writers are getting together and they're anonymously creating a Google spreadsheet and filling in all of their information, their job title, their salary, and things like that without adding their names to it. And so that way, you can, if you are a TV writer or an actress, you can go in and see what your peers are getting. So I love the fact that that men, male writers are involved in this too. And this is a way to really help with the Time's Up movement. And I applaud every one of these guys who, you know, they're helping their co-workers out. I love it.
25 past the hour. Time for Throwback Thursday in the music department. Every hour of the program sees us focus on some musical story, musical history in this part of the hour. And these are the top five songs from this week in 1979 in Throwback Thursday. Toto holding the line at number five this week in 79. This is their biggest hit, I think, wasn't it? we know what else they...
I don't
they,
know anything about...
I don't remember.
Well, they did Africa.
No, Africa.
Africa.
Africa was their biggest
right.
hit, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's number five this week in 1979. This is my favorite song of the week, Village People. It's always about there. YMCA, number four this week, 1979. Village. On a mojo there. Crank it up, Kara. Young man.
I didn't know you were a Village People fan.
Oh, I love the Village People. I love
so, Doug, which village person would you have been?
I don't know. I never knew what their names were. I never liked their...
No,
I
just mean
just
the
out
characters.
Yeah,
the cop,
yeah, I know.
The construction
yeah.
guy, the Indian. Yeah. What was the other one?
Cowboy. I think there was a sailor.
Oh,
a
right.
biker. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Biker Doug.
I don't care about them. I just care about the music. It was a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're all a bunch of gay guys. Thank you. Number three belongs to Billy Joel, one of his best songs. He has so many great ones. Pretty good, right?
I'm not a Billy Joel fan.
You're not a Billy Joel fan?
Not at all. Nope.
I like some of the stuff. Yeah. Number two this week in 79 belong to the Bee Gees.
Squealing. Bad one.
I don't. The Bee Gees are wearing off on me. I used to like them, but I don't much like listening to music anymore.
I like number one.
Number one, 6 weeks at number one. Chic was the group. Le Freak was the song. Freak out. Remember, this is the end of the disco. Yeah. Freak out. That's all the song. That's all. That's the lyric line is all. It's just freak, 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 freak out. Help yourself. 28 after the hour here on the DJV show. I'm sure you'll be amazed.
In today's automotive news, at the North American International Auto Show, Nissan show off their new concept vehicle, the CrossMotion, with an indication of what the future of the connected autonomous crossover will be. This new Nissan comes with intelligent mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist and ProPilot Park. The display and infotainment system can be controlled by gestures and eye movement. Exterior has rugged 21-inch wheels and off-road tires. The tire tread laminated over the wheels. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Here are golfers, stick around, 34 after the hour now. We have a focus on the PGA and the tournaments of this season or this year. So that's coming up in a couple of minutes. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen here with a focus on Larry Nassar. Again, for those of you who have not heard, he got sentenced to up to 175 years in prison. And the judge, Rosemarie Aquilina, said she, quote, just signed your death warrant, unquote. It seems to be stirring the pot. The University of the State, I guess it's the State University, in Michigan, member of the president there, resigned because of the scandal. Now they're investigating others who apparently were up to their mickey in this at the University of Michigan or Michigan State. There is a difference between University of Michigan and Michigan State. What a mess.
And it kind of reminds you of Pennsylvania.
Wouldn't you have thought they'd learn their lesson from seeing what happened at Penn State?
Right.
Good Lord.
10 years later, they're investigating. Oh, good for you, everyone. Slow clap. Like, way to be on top of it.
Right. You were talking about Cape Town in South Africa being out of water.
Yeah.
The first major city in the world to face this sort of a situation. It's a very, Cape Town, Johannesburg, most of the bigger cities in South Africa, I've been there only once, but I was very impressed with even, and I was there at the end, I was there when Mandela was being sworn in as the end of apartheid, and it was just a kind of a strange eerie. It was like, it was about, it felt psychologically like there was a thunderstorm that was supposed to begin at any moment. Do you ever know what I mean? That like everything was going to change.
Mm.
And so now, what, how many years ago was it? 20 years ago almost, I think, since I was in the 90s. I remember going there. And so they're trying to deal with rapid development. South Africa has developed in a very interesting way as a model, actually, in some ways for what the rest of Africa could be if they kind of get rid of all the dictators and stuff. But this is a, you know, this is another argument for desalinization. What's the world waiting for? There's no reason in the world that Cape Town, Africa, should be out of water, or any other community ever be out of water. 70% of the surface of the planet is covered with water. So how come we're not using it? Everybody knows, and I'll tell you why. Because the environmental yakbirds say, oh, this is bad because it costs more energy to do it than you get benefit out of it. Bourgeois. If you can't, you can't live if you don't have water. And so to be continually fighting this nonsense from these people who don't want to build these desalinization, it's a lot less expensive than a lot of other alternatives to not having water, I'll tell you that. The people who say, well, if we didn't have cows and all the water that they drink, we'd be safe. You hear that argument.
Do cows drink that much water?
Well, they drink a lot of water, but
I've heard, you know, the cow farts is the methane gas.
Yes,
I've heard that a lot, but I have not heard about
which
cows and water.
Yeah, same sort of thing. And it's just plain nonsense. And so you can I don't know. I get such a kick out of people. I get all worked up about some of these things. And there's a lot of credibility if you really look into it, to what I'm saying. However, I don't always have to be right. I'm always interesting, I hope. I hope I'm always interesting. Here's the story on debt. Student debt. Once again, according to this, I'm overviewing a five-page economic study done of people who are millennials. And one of the reasons that we have talked about this because we would like to see you buy a house, Victoria. But
I'd like to see me buy a house, too.
I know. One of the things working against you is the tax law. Another thing working against you and most of the people who are your age is student debt. How much college debt do you still have, you and Lewis? Have you paid it off?
I'm actually really fortunate. I don't have any, but that is certainly not indicative of the rest of my generation, for
not
sure.
Not at all. Yeah. And there are so many people who's still getting out of college. I've been saying this for years. Why do you think you have to go to college? There are plenty of other opportunities for people who have a persuasion. If you're a good plumber, a good electrician, a good carpenter, somebody who's a good mechanic, somebody who's skilled with their hands and their brain, and you can learn on the job, you don't have to go to college.
We will always need those skills,
too. Of course we will.
That's the thing. In the wake of automation taking so many jobs, I hope that people change. And I do think there's a bit of a snobbery against that type of, you know, blue-collar, which is, I don't even know what blue-collar means. It's a stupid term. I really do hope that I used to fall into this category of, well, no, you must go to a really good school and the whole thing, but now I've changed my attitude about community colleges. I've changed my attitude completely. If I had a son who, you know, didn't want to be an academic professor, I would say go learn a trade and you start earning money immediately. Go do that. Buy a house early because you know, I wish I had been able to do that.
Well, you're going to have a problem. I think you can do it sooner or later, but certainly the stats are quite compelling here.
Yep.
The amount of debt for millennials is in the trillions when it comes to education, and it's gone up tenfold in the last 10 years. This is a heavy burden, and people, again, they're buying into this whole foolishness that you got to go to college. You don't have to go to college. Association of American Realtors said 51% of people who are trying to borrow money to buy a house can't. They can't be comfortable taking a mortgage because they have so much debt from college and the college experience. This is crazy.
It's terrible.
It is. Okay,
and
now here's
not
another.
Even to mention the fact that it's hard enough to save up the down payment. That,
yeah.
For me, that's the biggest, that's our biggest issue.
There are 3% loans now. You can get 3% down and 3%, depending on your credit, 3% down and 3% is the interest rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. You can do that.
I always thought you had to put 20% down.
No.
Or if you pay like a
huge fee. If you're a first-time home buyer, no, well, you're going to pay more in interest.
Yeah.
But if you're a first-time home buyer, you can get that deal. It's a federally sponsored program.
Huh.
A lot of people thought that they went into it, the feds went into it so quickly after their meltdown of 2008 mm-hmm. that it was going to be this kind of debt that brought the stock market down again. It isn't. It's the debt that students have on their loans that's going to be a real problem in the next year to 2 years, maybe three. By the time the next presidential election comes around, it's going to be a very serious issue, I think, in our country. Also, to sort of wrap yourselves around other loans, if you do have a home and you're trying to borrow money for home improvements, if you're trying to consolidate debt, you know, you hear all these spots on the radio, call this 800 number and we'll consolidate your debt, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Well, 76% of the people who apply for a personal loan are declined. One of the main reasons for the rejection is credit scores. If you don't have a 687, you'll get no place with these things. Matter of fact, the average approval applicant has a 747 score. And if you don't have somewhere between 741 and 687, you may be able to get personal money. But the interest rate on the if you're below the 700 mark, you're going to be paying 7, 8, 9, 10% interest compounded. 10.8 was the average, as a matter of fact.
And if you have under 700.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. And so far, there are about the stats here, I'm looking at how much money has been loaned out in the last year for this kind of purpose. If you go to Nerd Wallet, for example, go there and they compare providers and what it costs to get the loan. So that's nerdwallet.com, N-E-R-D wallet. Put it together and you'll get some more information. A lot of the same stuff is in there. But there are billions of dollars that are out there for people. The Lending Club, I get solicitations from them all the time. But you got to have a credit score, and the interest rates, though, are about 6%, which isn't too bad for a non-secured loan. But it's very hard to get them. So, a thought for those who are trying to figure out how to buy a house. It's 43 past the hour. We talk golf up next here.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
When it comes to growing my business, I've got a plan. Step one, be smarter about how I spend my money. Step two, go to my local Staples for office supplies. Why? See step one.
Staples has lots of smart ways to save your business money. Right now, get a 10-ring case of Staples brand printer paper for just $24.99, a savings of $33. So stock up and save.
Another smart move? Use a cart, because paper's kind of heavy.
Staples. Shopping smart equals saving big. Valid on SKU 513096. Ends 1/27/18. Intro only.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Four after the hour now on the DJV show. Joining us now are a couple of people who are involved in an unusual way of sort of looking at the PGA, the Professional Golfers Association of America. Its CEO is here with us, Peter I wanted to say when I saw your name, Peter, Bevilacqua, because I know somebody who's a Bevilacqua, but your name is Bevilacqua, and I want to make sure that I get that correctly. A CEO of the PGA. What does that job involve, Peter? What kind of stuff do you do on a day-to-day basis?
Thanks, Doug, and hey, I'll be the first one to admit I have a tough last name to pronounce. But so we represent the 29,000 professionals, golf professionals around this country that really bring the game to life, and we run championships. The biggest championships we run are the PGA Championship, which is one of golf's four majors, and the Ryder Cup. And then we run other major championships, KPMG Women's PGA, the KitchenAid Senior PGA. And our mission is really to serve our 29,000 members and to grow the game.
Who would have thought that there were 29,000 professional golfers? Wow, that's amazing. Also joining us in this conversation, because I said this is going to go in a different direction than you might have thought, Christina Gregory is a marketing communication specialist with Constellation, a retail energy supplier. And the focus here today is to have people understand what the PGA is doing in a socially responsible way to help with our energy consumption. It's an interesting connection here. Christina, welcome. So how did this collaboration come about?
Thank you. Good to be here. And congratulations to Pete on his sustainability report. We started out looking at how we can drive efficiencies to all the clubs, and he noted how many members there are and PGA pros, and how we can drive those clubs to be more efficient. So we started talking and coming together to see how we could drive sustainability and energy efficiency. And we've come up with this great partnership, and this is the first ever launch of that social responsibility report, allowing us to promote sustainability.
So, Peter, what is going on golf courses around the country? What is, I don't know, my father was a great golfer. He belonged to a club in Newton, Massachusetts called Braeburn, and he was the seniors champion for a number of years and loved the game. I'm going into the golf course, he tried to get me involved. I'm just trying to picture how it is that golf and golfers are using energy to the extent that they are.
Well, when you think about it, Doug, I mean, certainly the golf course is a key component to each facility, but it's just the start. There's the clubhouse, there's the golf shop, there's other real estate, there's energy consumption. And, you know, whereas we are experts in the game of golf, we're certainly not experts in this area. And that's why, you know, creating this relationship with Constellation as our official energy provider and sustainability partner, they've helped educate us and our members about the steps that could be taken on the golf course, in the clubhouse, any other type of facility, to really kind of first understand where you are in terms of resource and energy consumption, and then the steps that you can take to be more responsible, more prepared, more efficient, how you could save money to get your costs down, and how in the process of doing that you can tell a really powerful story. And I just think to what we did at our own headquarters, you know, in 2017, through the leadership of Constellation, we were able to offset almost 2.5 million kilowatt hours of electricity through our championships and our headquarters. And when I saw those numbers, to be frank, they didn't mean much to me. I couldn't translate that. And so Constellation said, well, a better way of thinking about it is that's roughly like taking 400 passenger vehicles off the road.
Mm-hmm.
Or preserving roughly 2,100 acres of forest land. And that's key. And imagine if we could do that a facility after facility around the country, the overall impact would really be profound.
Well, Christina, we've got about 30 seconds here. This has implications for people in their own homes, does it not?
Absolutely. And I think some great tips for the homeowner is really taking a look at your filter. That's an easy first step. Checking the settings on your thermostat, making sure it's right for your current season. Getting your HVAC inspected, or even looking for a home audit.
There's All right.
always more you can find out on Constellation.com.
Right. I was going to send people the websites. Constellation.com and PGA.com. Very interesting and informative. Christina Gregory, Peter Bavacqua, thank you for being here.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Thanks to you, Ace was awarded its 11th straight J.D. Power Award for customer satisfaction with home improvement retail stores. To say thanks, we're giving you 20% off throughout the store. And as always, the help is free. So hurry into your local Ace and save 20% on select items this Friday through Sunday only. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only at participating stores. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details. For J.D. Power Award information, visit jdpower.com.
When it comes to growing my business, I've got a plan. Step one, be smarter about how I spend my money. Step two, go to my local Staples for office supplies. Why? See step one.
Staples has lots of smart ways to save your business money. Right now, get a 10-ring case of Staples brand printer paper for just $24.99, a savings of $33. So stock up and save.
Another smart move? Use a cart, because paper's kind of heavy.
Staples. Shopping smart equals saving big. Valid on SKU 513096. Ends 1/27/18. Info only.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In this time, one thing counts in the bank.
Large amounts. I'm afraid these don't grow on trees. You got to pick a pocket or two. You got to pick a pocket or two, boy.
No one listening.
You got to pick a pocket or two.
This is a challenge. Knows, well, maybe with the children singing, you might be able to picture it in your mind.
Let's show them about that. Do it, my dear.
Is music from Oliver. I have not thought about this. Leave it to Chuck, Victoria, to bring us around to remembering something like Oliver.
And isn't that the Artful Dodger who sings that song?
Yeah. Is that the Artful Dodger, Chuck? I think it is.
Yes.
Yes. All right. So Oliver is in the movie news. Chuck Curry, our movie person, is here. What are we going to learn about Oliver?
Well, first of all, that movie won the Oscar for Best Picture in 1968. And back in the day, in the early 70s, they actually used to re-release movies into theaters. That's when I saw that. My mother took me to see that movie. That was before there was even a thing called Betamax or VHS, and certainly no DVD. So the only time you get a chance to see anything that played in the theater is when they re-released it into a theater. But anyway, Disney announced they're going to remake Oliver from 1968, the musical. And the interesting part is that Ice Cube will be the star of the film, playing the villainous Fagin, which was originally played by an actor named Ron Mooney, who I think won an Oscar for that film. He's actually really good.
Yeah, Ice Cube would
be like that. I think that's actually interesting casting, that it will work. And yeah. I think that movie will be very successful.
You do? That's your prediction?
I do.
All right, good.
Ice Cube is beloved right now for kids' movies and all kinds of things.
He's had a great career. He's made a ton of money, and has been very popular, and he's worked for a very long time.
Yeah, he's very smart. All right, I started out as a rapper. You see what that opens you up to. Ice-T is the same, maybe not quite as successful, but very visible on Law & Order and some other things that he's doing, I think. So there, it's a very interesting world we live in. Chuck Curry, movie moments. In a matter of moments, we get some more movie news.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Celebrate the new year with a financial resolution to put your rewards programs to work for you. Bank of America's Kevin Condon offers a smart strategy.
Think about your categories of spending and the companies you'll use most often in 2018. Step back and determine how you can layer your rewards programs to make them work together. For example, when traveling, you can combine airline, hotel, shopping, and banking rewards programs to get more bang for your buck.
Consolidating your rewards programs and getting a full understanding of the benefits can also pay off, according to Condon.
Staying loyal to your favorite brands can help you earn more rewards and give you the best chance of achieving elite status. For example, if you consolidate your finances with Bank of America, you could be eligible for our Preferred Rewards program, which offers bonus credit card rewards, discounts on home and auto loans, $0 Merrill Edge trades, and no-fee ATM transactions.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
All right, so, Chucker, what else is going on in the world of movies?
I was reading a story on Steven Spielberg saying that his next film, probably going to be the fifth Indiana Jones film, finally. I guess Harrison Ford will return as Indiana Jones. But what I read is that Spielberg could be interested in having Chris Pratt, who is currently the star of Guardians of the Galaxy, be a Jurassic World, be a major part in the next installment, which probably means if that happens, Harrison Ford will play Indiana Jones for the last time, and then he'll pass the baton to Chris Pratt. I'm just speculating, but it'll probably be a interesting.
Well, Harrison Ford's like 74, 76, something like that, and he can still do the stunts. He still looks the part and can do as much of the stuff.
So. He would be fine. I think it would be awesome to have him back at least one more time. And then there's also saying that Spielberg might be interested in also that after that, he has an interest in doing a remake of some sort of variation of West Side Story. I think that would actually be really cool if he did that.
So how would you pull that off? Do you do it the same way? Or is so much of that stuff politically incorrect?
True. I don't know what he has in mind, what decade you would set the story in, but I'd like
maybe like La La Land, maybe it would just be present day and the story revamped.
Yeah.
One of my all-time favorite movies, West Side Story.
Well, but would you not agree with me that politically speaking,
I agree with you.
I mean, you
can
get away
with
that stuff today.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
I know you guys touched on CBS announcing a Murphy Brown revival.
Yes.
30 years after the fact, that show started in 1988, ran for 10 years, 88. I think that would be really cool. She's 71 years old, Candace Bergman, and a really good talent, so I look forward to seeing that back on.
And also, social media is all the Twitter, if you'll pardon the pun, with Meryl Streep going to that television show.
Big Little Lies.
Right. So that's
which tells you that casting of Meryl Streep tells you that TV really is the hot property now.
Yep. You're a hot property, Chucker. Happy to have you here. Chuck Curry, our movie man, at 59 after the hour on the DJV show.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.